Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord. Good evening out there. I'm Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, and I'm here with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and we're coming to bring you the wonderful plan of salvation. As we get started, Prophet is going to bring forth the word, but I'm just going to have a scripture in Isaiah chapter 26. I'm going to start with the first verse, 1 through 9. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city, so God up for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city. He layeth low, he layeth it low into the ground, he bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Blessed be the reading of that word. And so I want to entitle this lesson, Act Like It. Many of you Christians out there, I know that you're sitting there and you continue to pray, and the Lord is grateful that you continue to pray and pray without ceasing. But the Lord wants us to know that he is not a God that's pushed in the corner. He is a God, he's not mousy, but he wants us to go forth and do the will and purpose of Christ. And many of you are sitting back waiting for this great thing that the Lord is going to do, the next great thing, but he has already distributed his power and his authority upon us. And so he wants us to desire, Lord, to go forth in the new covenant, not in the old, but recognizing that we have the Holy Spirit. And if you don't, you need to seek after him for his comforter, the Holy Spirit, because this is your keeping power to get through. And I want to talk to you about the perilous times. He said that in these last days, perilous times shall come. And the perilous times, he wasn't speaking to the unbeliever. He was speaking to the believer. But look at the last broadcast where we talked about looking and studying, really, the disciples of old and the apostles of old. They set the standard for us that they were not, they were loving their, not loving their lives until the death, meaning that they didn't care about losing their lives. They still went forth with a testimony, and they were not caring about the consequences of it. They did not take down for sin. They did not take down for the enemy. And the Bible tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So we're going forth and we're doing it according to the will and purpose of Christ. So do not take down for the enemy. Do not take down for sin. And a lot of us are what we call mousy Christians, that we're going to pick and choose what we're going to fight for. And some people, they fight for humanity and equality and all this kind of stuff. No, we're supposed to be in holy boldness and confidence, standing for holiness, standing for righteousness. Amen. And so we have to act like that we're a peculiar people and that we've been bought with a price. And it seems like it's just so simple, but the Lord says he wants all of us because he purchased us, and he purchased not a partial thing. He purchased all of us, and he is requiring us to be all in, to say that for Jesus I live, for Jesus I die. See, many of you, you'll stand on the sidelines and you say, well, you expect the Lord to do his part, but he's already done his part. He has continued to pave the path for us. He has poured out his spirit, and with the spirit comes distribution of talents and gifts. He has already poured them out to men and women, but it's up to us to what? Not hide our talents in the world, in the ground, but go forth and do it with holy boldness and confidence, not for worldly gain, not for the sake of the cares of the world, but for spiritual, comparing spiritual with spiritual. And some of you are sitting there acting like, and you're conferring, amen. But Paul said, when I went forth and the Lord called me, I conferred not with flesh and blood, amen. And so we have to recognize that we're born of the spirit and not born of the flesh. So we're not in no part sitting here and back, and Jesus is not a God. He is long suffering and he is patient, but he is not mousy and sitting here waiting for somebody to motivate him to do something in the world, amen. So those of you who are sitting back waiting for God to do this and waiting for God to do that, you may need to question your own ability to do things, because if you have the Holy Spirit and you are having decreased and allowed the Lord to increase, then guess what? You already have the gifts and the talents to do what you have been called to do. It's not, you're not waiting on anything, amen. He is waiting on you to get out of the flesh and blood and get into the spirit and do what he has called you to do. So it's not no sitting there waiting on this prayer to be answered, but it's about going forth in the boldness and confidence and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. They say, oh, well, man can't do these things. Who gave the power for forgiveness of sins on the earth? Jesus did, because we're one. And even when he talked to his disciples, he said, you're still asking for to see my Father? When you've seen me, then you've seen the Father. So if they've seen you, they ought to have seen Jesus. It should already be done. Amen. They see you, you decrease, that the Lord, the Spirit of God, shall increase within you. And the works that he's done, the greater works, should be being done. This is a new year. Amen. And it's time to go forth. He said, a greater works will I do. Tearing down, as many tearing downs have already happened. He have weeded out a lot of different people. New visions he have set. People that will go forth in the obedience of the Most High God. Go forth in the confidence knowing that Jesus is with you. He said, I'm with you always. I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So what are you waiting for? Now is the time to do what he has called you to do, and just recognize that he is with you. He's already given you the power. But like he said, you can't pick and choose what battle, when you're going to go and when you go. The battle is already one in the spirit. So if you continue to walk in the spirit, it's no need to question yourself. Yeah, you question if you're in the flesh, but if you know that you have died to the flesh, then the spirit will move and it'll have its way. Amen. That's the only thing that's holding back and being a hindrance. What has hindered you? Because you're questioning. There's no doubt, there's no debate if you're operating in unity in the spirit of God. Amen. But without further ado, we're going to have prophet come forth.
Amen. We'd like to thank Pastor Tara Hawthorne with the word that she just now spoke in regards to what we need to do in our lives. There's a lot of people out there that's listening under the sound of our voice that knows what to do, but they're not applying it to their life. And I don't want to go behind the word that just now was spoken, but I'm just going to speak briefly in regards to a few things that will line up what Pastor just now said. It's very important. It's extremely important that we be for real for Christ. We have to be for real for Christ. All this fake, phony things that we do through our services, I don't know when you have your services, but it's not real. It's not real at all. And you know it's not real. You know you're playing the harlot. You know you're playing the hypocrite. And Jesus can see right through it. And if you know, if you really look at your heart and evaluate the first of all, that you're not really showing love. Because love is the greatest of all commandments. So if you're not showing love, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Scripture clearly speaks in Corinthians and so forth in the Bible in regards to all spiritual gifts you can have. But if you don't have charity and love, it means nothing. You can give all your goods away. You can do whatever you want to do. You can give every single cent to charity. But if you don't have love in your heart, it means nothing. And that's the thing that Christians right now in this day and age, this is what they're lacking. They're lacking true love. Yes, you may say, yeah, I love. Yes, but you love with a purpose. You love with a purpose of what I'm going to get out of this love. Not agape love, not the love of Christ that he laid out his life down for us and he didn't want nothing in return. That's the kind of love that we need to have. The kind of love that basically you do for somebody and you're not expecting nothing back. That's the kind of love that Jesus wants us to do. The kind of love that when you do something for somebody, you're not talking about them behind their back. The kind of love that makes you just want to have the desire through the Spirit of Christ to do something for somebody and you don't want nothing in return. That's the kind of love I'm talking about that we need to do. We're playing a hypocrite. We're playing a hypocrite. You churches out there, you're playing a hypocrite. And this goes from the household of faith, ministers, prophets, apostles, bishops, elders. I don't know what faith you're speaking about, but whatever within the faith, if you have a position of authority, I'm speaking to you first. Now I'm speaking to the people out there that come and congregate from week to week, the month to month, and you assemble yourself together. If love is not in the place, then Christ is not there. So what are you doing? You're wasting your time. You're wasting your oxygen. You're wasting your energy because Christ is not in the place. And Jesus is trying to speak to the men and women of Christ and tell them that they must show love first. But I just want to read a quick scripture here, but it's extremely important. If you're not showing love, you can just forget it. Start back, rewind, go back to your first love and start back over. Because if you're talking about your brothers and sisters when you're doing something, you should not even do it at all. It's null and void. Because it's not you're sending up your timbers. You're just making yourself. What I do, sir? I'm trying to say this in a way that's the most respectful and polite way. It's nothing that you're doing when you're talking about your brother and sister and you're trying to do something in a positive sense, but you just can't help it because, like James, the third chapter, your tongue just keeps speaking evil. Your tongue just keeps saying things that are contrary to Christ. And it defeats the purpose of really what you're showing love. But I'm just going to read 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter. And it's this one verse I want to just read out of there. 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, the second verse. But if we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man conscious in the sight of God. So we're not handling the word of God with deceit. And that's the most important thing out of this. When you're handling the word of God deceitfully, literally, what are you doing? You're making people like a Christians, like, why be a Christian? Why go to church? Why assemble myself together with the saints of God, what you call yourself saints of God, with the Christians and so forth, if you handle the word of God deceitfully? What do you mean by handle the word of God deceitfully? You're saying one thing and you're doing another. You're playing the harlot like Revelation said about the harlot. That's what you're doing. You're playing the harlot because you're basically not doing the will and purpose of Christ. And you're being a hypocrite. You're saying one thing and you're doing another. And people out there, they see that there's true love not being shown in the churches. You assemble yourself in different places and you sit there and you talk about the church service and what went on and you tweak the service, everything that happened in the service. Why go to service if you're going to sit there and tweak what happened? Be part of the service and add to what you can add to the service by first of all, at home, seeking Christ, bringing something to the table when you assemble yourself with the saints of God. That way, when you leave, you won't leave the same way. You're bringing something to the table. Handle the word of God deceitfully. People that see you outside of church don't see sister so-and-so, don't see blah, 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 whatever your title is. They don't see that. They see a whole different person. That's handling the word of God deceitfully. And it needs to stop. You cannot continue to maintain yourself and call yourself a man and woman of God and do these things of hypocrisy. You're not fooling anybody. No one's really being saved. No one's really being set free because of this. And it's foolish because you're only fooling yourself. You'll end up being in the pits of hell in the end because you refuse to surrender to the will of Christ You refuse to handle the Word of God the way that you're supposed to handle the Word of God. And there's time. There's time to get it right, because you're hearing the sound of our voices. So it's time to get it right. So right now, what you need to do is repent of your sins and go back to your first love. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
As well as your praise reports. Visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org. Until next time, God bless you.